Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It just always turns out that way. It is the 12th day of October, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 45 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And man, I'm telling you, we usually don't get our first freeze here until October 31st. I mean, on a normal cycle, it's climate change, and the climate does change from year to year, but as a standard, usually about the 31st of October. And I'm telling you, it was 16 degrees here this morning. I mean, I believe it's shaping up to be a worse winter than last winter, and I'm not looking forward to it. That being said, we have an announcement. Hammering the New World Order moves into new time slots starting Monday. Hammering the New World Order will not be live today or tomorrow, as Spike is getting repairs done to his transportation and reorganizing his broadcast. On Monday, Hammering the New World Order will be coming in at a new time slot, which is 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. And it will go from to 2 p.m. Pacific to 5 p.m. Eastern, so it'll be the hour after our hour here, directly following the word from the trenches. And Spike sends his apologies for the 2 days off. And how dare him? What a selfish person. And invites everybody back on Monday. So his program will be right up after this one on Monday, and they'll keep everything. I like it that way. It's a good thing for Spike, and it's a good thing for lineup, I guess it would be called. Now, let's see what we're going to start off with here today. Ninth Circuit rules, there's no constitutional right to sell firearms. Will Supreme Court care? Will we care? Will the people care? Can the Supreme Court care? We're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. I said we'd be back after the messages. Of course, Doom and Gloom, she's sponsoring us. We're in the middle of the hurricane down there in Florida. Good people. Don't stop doing business with them, because they are some of the better people that have ever stepped up to help the trenches. And that being said, we can jump into our article. Ninth Circuit rules, there's no constitution. Ninth Circuit, that's out here. That's based in San Francisco, Commie, California. Rules, there's no constitutional right to sell firearms. Will Supreme Court care? And this is from Slade. It was sent in by Wade for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Does the Second Amendment protect an individual's right to sell firearms to the public? I love the way that they've, you know, through this commercial bullshit and putting their hands into our private affairs. I'll tell you what, if something belongs to you, see, this is where that Commerce Clause, boy, did they work it right into the bone, and now they're getting to the point of where they're going to take that Commerce Clause and try to trump the second article to our Bill of Rights. Public, no, the Ninth Circuit U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled on Tuesday in Texarkana versus County of Alameda, a landmark decision affirming the government's constitutional authority to strictly regulate gun shops. Well, it's like this, people. If this country were being run under, if we, the people, were conducting ourselves under the common law, within our own authority, we could buy guns from anywhere we wanted to. We could build them. We could buy them without, without any permission from the state. That was never the intent. Oh, yeah, I think it was the intent of the so-called founders. You know, the dirty church Masonic cabal that hijacked the uprising back in 1775 and called it a revolution to make sure the sword was surrendered to their army, and then stepped up to write their constitution where they intended to rule over us quite strictly indeed. But in the real world, our world, what we're supposed to have here, I'm sitting here in my house, and if I wanted to buy 100 cases of guns and take them down on the corner and sell them to anybody I wanted to, it's none of the government's goddamn business. This is a tricky ruling because it's coming into both worlds. It's talking about one of our rights, and they're talking about it in the jurisdiction of the Admiralty, which they have no jurisdiction. The fact is they can't even talk about our guns, but they're talking about a commercial venture here, interstate, international. And so this intrigued me, and I really wanted to rule it because, man, you talk about playing both sides of the fence and against the middle. And, the Ninth Circuit, you can expect what the communists are going to do. But affirming the government's constitutional authority to strictly regulate gun shops. I mean, the gun shops, no, you can't. The first place, there shouldn't be no such thing as a gun shop that operating under license of the government, because the government was never supposed to get into the realms of our guns or any of our implements of war. As possessed by we the people, are sold back and forth to we the people. Now, they go on to say here, let's see, strictly regulate gun shops. The 9-2 ruling is a victory for gun safety activists, for the communists who feared judicial aggrandizement of the right to bear arms could invalidate myriad laws governing firearm commerce. And see, that's where the firearm commerce, the firearm should have never been entered into the realm of commerce. We should have never allowed it because it was right there was a violation. You're coming into our world and you have no authority here. You have no jurisdiction, government. Get back away from it or we're going to kill you. The decision may be imperiled, however, if the plaintiffs appeal to the Supreme Court, where conservative justices are increasingly eager to expand the scope of the Second Amendment. And everybody's going to cheer that. The bottom line is not the Supreme Court, not these local goddamn government admiralty courts. None of them have anything to say about our guns. It's strictly off limits, and they by God know it. And this is just another way, like I said, tinging up there where they're trying to play these jurisdictions like they can have two separate bodies of law, two separate bodies of thought. I mean, totally opposite of one another. It's like we've talked before. I know one of the first things I mentioned when I started talking about the Bill of Rights is that it was a separate contract attached to the Constitution. Now, the Constitution, it's about government authority. The Bill of Rights is about the people's absolute authority and the people's authority over the government. And you cannot join contracts. I mean, I know the common law very well, but I also know contractual law, because in this study that led me to find out what the common law was, of course, you had to study everything. And the contractual law, because the Constitution is a contract, that was a part of, separating the fly shit from the pepper. But the bottom line here is the commercial law, the admiralty law, all of this bullshit was never supposed to enter our realm. They had a couple of duties. Their authority ended where the tides ebbed and flowed. Their judicial authority ended where the tides ebbed and flowed. They were never supposed to be in the people's private business or in our lives, and especially when it comes to guns. like I said, by rights, if this country's being run the way, I go, I'm an American national. I went out and I ordered, 32 crates of AK-47s and had them delivered to me. And I take them down there in the corner and sell them to my people all day long because I'm not engaging in any kind of cross-state. I mean, it would be an international import. This is what I'm telling you. This shows where they're trying to meddle. What they're trying to accomplish here is to get a hand inside that second article. Texaria began as a challenge to a policy. Now, a policy passed by Alameda County that imposed certain restrictions on gun sellers. Under the policy, all firearm retailers must obtain a permit, and none may operate near residential areas, schools, daycare centers, other gun shops, or liquor stores. The three plaintiffs in the case wanted to open a gun shop but could not get a permit under county policy. They sued on behalf of themselves and their potential customers. They see they went into the Admiralty, they went and got their lawyers, and they sued within the Admiralty jurisdiction where all of this shit can exist. But they're suing for a private right. This is where they're trying to mix apples and oranges, and it is not going to fly. Three plaintiffs in the case wanted to open a gun shop but could not get a permit under county policy. They sued on behalf of themselves and potential customers, alleging that the policy violated the Second Amendment in two ways, by preventing would-be customers from buying a gun and prohibiting them from selling firearms. A federal district court dismissed the claim, but a panel of judges for the Ninth Circuit revived it by a 2-1 vote. The court then elected to rehear it in bank, BANC, ultimately deciding that the county policy passed constitutional muster. You see, just cannot be, people. This is how this would really work. If I wanted to build me a goddamn gun shop down here, where in the hell did they say this was, in Alameda, I would buy me a piece of property, and I would put up my building. That's where the troubles start, let's get real, because I ain't buying no goddamn permits. I'm not getting nobody's permission to do shit because I don't need this government's permission to conduct myself privately. And I can conduct myself privately with other private parties around me all day long, and it's none of the government's goddamn business. But we'll pass up with the litigation over the codes and the permits to even put up a building. And let's just say I put my building up. And then I went out, like I said, and I ordered me 20 cases of guns, all different kinds of guns, pistols, rifles, shotguns. And I put them up on the goddamn wall, and I put the open sign in and said, anybody want to buy a gun, come on in here, I got some. And now here they come. We have goddamn county policy here that says you cannot do this, Henry Shively. I say, yeah, I am. I'm going to do it all goddamn day long, and you can go to hell because you have no authority over me. I operate within the common law. Unless one of you people out there as an individual wants to take me into court as a private party and try to show where I've violated your right or where I have damaged your property, you need to get the F off my property before I blow your ass off with one of these shotguns. And then they would come back with their enforcement unit. And then the first son of a bitch that stepped up and physically touched me or touched my property, I'd arrest him right there. I'd arrest him and I'd charge him with trespass because they're not welcome there. And if they try to say, we're going to put a goddamn fence around you, we're going to put a wall of cops around here, nobody's going to buy no guns from you, we're shutting this down. Well, who's the first one that wants to go to court? Because you are now violating my rights. Because I'm going to tell you how this really works in the real goddamn world. Those goddamn guns they're talking about here. See, what they're trying to play here is a word game. They're saying, we're not saying you can't own those guns. You just can't commercially sell them. Or you tell me I can't commercially sell any goddamn thing. If I bought that gun, this comes down to whether I can own the gun or not. Whether these charlatans, these twisted tongue attorneys, they're not, you know, they play these games, but it still comes down to basic fact. If I own the gun, I can sell the son of a bitch. If I can't sell it, I don't own it. And if you're telling me I can't own that gun, well, then you are goddamn sure in violation of my second article right to own that gun, to do with that gun what I goddamn well please. And see, then you'd have the first one that wanted that, that inhibited me. I would charge that son of a bitch with a seizure of my property and my person without due process of law. Hey, Officer O'Malley, tap him on the shoulder. You're under arrest, man, for trespass and for kidnap. You're for seizure of my property and my person. You're stopping me from doing what I want to do. And you have no court order that has been accomplished through the due process of the law, the common law, that I'm guaranteed, buddy. You have no authority to do what you're doing. You're acting under color of law. There is no complaint filed against me by another American national. There is no restraint from any common law court that I am guaranteed. And the only way there could be a constraint is if I have violated another's rights or damaged somebody's property, which I've done neither. And I'm taking your ass to court, Officer O'Malley, because you're the first one that stepped up. Officer O'Malley's going to say, well, the mayor told me to do it. Oh, really? And that's how he's going to have to answer in that common law court, because he's got to give an answer. I serve him with the paperwork. The goddamn law says he's got to answer me. So what you just did is you brought the mayor in on this. You got a now you got a co-respondent. So I'm going to serve the mayor too. That you did this. What, under what authority did you come here and tell me that is a common law, American national, not breaking, not violating anyone's right or damaging anyone's property? What in the hell? What do you think you're doing? And then we see the jury. Well, then the mayor's going to say, well, that the council got together and they voted on this. I don't give a shit how many of them I have to incorporate into that lawsuit. They're all coming to court. And then 12 people are going to be seated as a jury. And I'm going to go forth and I'm going to put forth my claim. These people came and stopped me from selling my goddamn guns that belong to me. Do the guns belong to me? Yes, they do. They're my property and I want to sell them. Whoever comes through the door first, that's who I'm going to sell them to. Now you show me where I'm violating a goddamn right, because that's the only way you can stop me from exercising my rights to do as I goddamn well please, as long as I'm violating no other's rights and I'm damaging no one's property. So now where's your authority to stop me? Because the only way that I can be stopped from doing anything that I want to do is through a common law court judgment. Because I'm guaranteed the common law. That's the jurisdiction I live under. Not some goddamn made up jurisdiction that come, oh, it's started in Washington, D.C. and kind of trickled down to you, Henry, and they tell you what to do and you do it. Really? Do you people see why we have to, why the fight has to be about the Bill of Rights? Let's go on into this a little bit and look at the attorney twisters of word game we're playing here. Under the policy, all firearm retailers must obtain a permit. We were there. The three plaintiffs in the case wanted to open a shop. We were there, alleging the police violated the amendment. That Second Amendment, see, in the first place, you're not citing correctly. And the second place, you're not even in the goddamn your world. You've accepted, right here, these guys lost. As soon as they accepted that they were going to go into an admiralty jurisdiction that they cannot be put under, if they have their rights in place, they surrendered their rights. Your demand should have been in a common law. Whether your paperwork was served, the first thing you do is you go and you go to where, because there's a simultaneous occupation of the courts. I mean, this is how they sleaze their way out here into our world. And for a while there, that goddamn district court was also a common law court. That superior court was absolutely a common law court. And they came in and just all of a sudden they started spelling things in capital letters, and a new sheriff was in town and the jurisdiction was coming straight out of D.C. But man, when I go to, if I want a court, I'm telling you, somebody's going to get served a mandamus to demanding a court. I mean, I'm sure it's going to end in a gunfight and I'm going to be dead. But the right is right, and what the law is what the law is, and these bastards know it. When they're doing this, when they step up to do this gun safety horse shit, they understand exactly what they're doing. They are stepping up and saying, we control you. You are a subject to an authority, and that authority is called government. And government will tell you when you can sell something. And like I said, if they're telling me I can't sell that gun, they are telling me it doesn't belong to me. Because if it belongs to me, I can sure as hell sell it. I can sell it to anybody I want to. I can sell a whole pile of them to anybody that wants to come in and buy them from me. Now, they're good. If they won, I will tell them straight up, I do not have a license that's going to guarantee that the government's going to step in if you shoot yourself with that gun and try to protect you from your own self. because there's no licensing conditions here. I own the gun. Do you want the son of a bitch? If you want it, I'm selling it to you. And they know that this is the law. This is the law that we, the people, are guaranteed. This is the law that they'd up here. They despise it. This is the law that puts us on a realm above them, because that puts them back to being public servants with zero authority over us. Permit, okay, alleging a violation of the Second Amendment in two ways, preventing would-be customers from buying a gun and prohibiting them from selling firearms. And, well, I'm not selling firearms. I'm selling my private property. I'm not accepting your terms. I'm not accepting that you have any permission to give me to sell my property. If you accept that, you accept it all, and they can do as they goddamn well please to you. A federal district court dismissed a claim, and a panel of judges for the Ninth Circuit revived it. Written for the majority, Judge Marsha Berzin easily dismissed the plaintiff's first argument. Oh, I want to hear this easy dismissal. Well, I guess she could, because she had the absolute authority under admiralty. So it don't matter. Your goddamn rights are not recognized under the admiralty. It is the admiralty authority. And in those courts, you're just property of the state. That Alameda County had infringed upon the rights of prospective gun buyers by refusing to grant the plaintiffs a permit. I'm telling you, this is $1 million lawyer bullshit. They're paying tens of thousands of dollars to these lawyers to put up this bullshit argument that they know is a bullshit argument, knowing that the bullshit argument is going to be played through the courts, and all these parasites known as lawyers and attorneys are getting their little piece of the pie of these assholes who do not know their rights. And, you know, you find that somebody who could have the money to open a gun shop, something like this, and hire attorneys and shit, well, they wouldn't know what the common law was, and they wouldn't know what the right was, because they wouldn't have, otherwise they wouldn't have cooperated with it to the point that they had the wealth to do something like this. Plaintiffs, Alameda County, she explained, already contains at least 10 gun shops, including a Big Five Sporting Goods. See, when you get into these word games, this administrative subject matter bullshit, then the captain sitting up there in his captain's chair with the gavel, he gets to define what the law is on the ship, if you go for it. Big Five Sporting Goods store that's just 600 feet from the plaintiff's planned retail establishment. Well, see, they went and they stepped right into the admiralty and said, I want to build a gun store in your admiralty, knowing that you have complete authority over everything that I do. I want your permission, and I understand that your permission comes with conditions. If I can't meet those conditions, I can't have that permission. That ain't how it works. I almost did the F-bomb. Screw you. I don't need your goddamn permission to do anything, government. You were never to be put in a position where I had to ask your leave for anything. You are beneath me. You are my servant. You are a cull of society. You've had to sell yourself into bondage because you couldn't make it in the real world. And you sure as hell ain't going to tell me what to do. Hey, Dion, how's it going, brother?
It's going great, man. Glad to have you back. Hey, but you know what? You know, in the new America, man, you know, give permission for everything that you do. That's freedom nowadays. You didn't know that, man?
I missed that. I missed that meeting. No, the thing is it happens because we acquiesce to it. It's like when they go out and the 25% go out there and acquiesce to this whole big party for us. It's all bullshit. We do not have to acquiesce to it. But goddamn, the problem is we always get down to here, Dion, is having the goddamn spine. Even if you can educate people as to what the correct what the law is and what their rights are, they still got to stand up and they got to enforce those rights.
That's so true. But you know what, though? You know what I found out, man? Some people are so cowardly these days. When you tell them, to be honest with you guys, we're going to have to fight for our freedom, they just turn and just go the other way, man. You know, I made this statement to a gentleman the other day. I said, you know what? I said, if you lie to these SOBs, I said, they call it a felony. I said, but when they lie to us 24/7, I said, they call it politics. You don't see the hypocrisy in that crap, man?
I hear you. And, you know, we were talking about it yesterday. You know, this stuff coming out of Las Vegas, all this bullshit of their operation they're running down there. You know, they come out and ABC News, NBC News, and CBS News, and this is what they said. People do realize there used to be a law that said that they couldn't purposely lie to you. And they had that law removed. And once it was common knowledge that they had that law removed, why do you reckon they would have that law removed? Well, because they want to lie to you. They want to lie to you with impunity, and it was getting so bad. I mean, so for so many years, people just, nobody would question it because of question. They'd come at you with everything they got and, use all of their inside leverage to remove you from the equation if you dared to question the official narrative. But now with the internet, everybody's, I mean, just like this thing in Vegas, hell, it was being picked apart as soon as it happened. People were on it. And now, so they, you know, their lies were getting to, I mean, it was getting to the point, like with things like Sandy Hook, when you have a goddamn, I think the guy was an FBI agent or something that came out and, you know, just, yeah, that didn't happen, people. They ran this, this is an operation or something they ran. That didn't happen, people. They're trying to take your guns. This is propaganda. And right then and there, you see, then the people who were out there putting this forth, who are supposed to be the investigative reporters, when this guy just walked up and looked at the basic facts and what was going on, this isn't happening. And they should have, I mean, that law should have been invoked. But then that'd be like the law that says that, you know, like when Ronnie Reagan was up there wanting you to take 3 million refugees that turned into 10 million, I'm not refugees, but illegal invaders that turned into 10 million illegal invaders. And he said that, you know, we're going to have laws. And they put laws on the books, people. They put laws on the books that said you hire an illegal man, you're going to get fined. You could get jail time. But it's like the rest of the goddamn laws out there. It's the who's enforcing them? Selective, you know, it started out with arbitrary enforcement, and then it just became a solid line straight across from the elite to the peasants. Oh, the yes, peasants, we do enforce those laws upon you. But no, peasants, we do not enforce them upon ourselves, and we're the only ones that can enforce them. Look at Hillary Clinton. I mean, the head of the FBI comes up and just gives you a diatribe. He lays out every crime the bitch has committed. And I mean, right there, this is where, here's the proof. I mean, it is against the law to have a server anywhere outside the government. Here's hers. She had one right here. She did run it. You know, and all the, to lose government or to turn over emails or lose emails or show them to people who aren't supposed to see them. Like, you know, when her lawyers didn't have security clearance, the law said that only people with security clearance can see them, but her lawyers sorted through them. Oh yeah, that was definitely a violation of the law, and then end up saying, but no responsible prosecutor would convene a grand jury. So, yeah, she broke the law. And see what I'm saying here, people? And then you come around to this angle of it. This is the justice system they've put in place for you and me. So these guys here, I mean, what's happening here is wrong in so many ways. But the bottom line is, this is what these people deserve. If you don't want to understand your rights, and if you're going to go do something, if you're not going to stand on the common law, it's like what happened with the Bundys out there. You know, they went out to Burns, Oregon, and they did what they did. But when they, you know, the whole claim was that they wanted to get it into court. And they didn't even understand what court was. They didn't understand what jurisdiction was. And then when it looked like, oh, shit, they're still in big trouble. Oh, get a lawyer. Get them damn lawyers. Get them admiralty lawyers. Get them over here. We need help. God's people, send us money. This is a terrible thing. They want to put us in jail the rest of our lives.
Yeah, attorneys.
A turner. The twisters. You betcha, yeah. Brother.
They're not lawyers.
No, they're not. Actually, a lawyer is a legitimate. I mean, someone knowledgeable in the law. But, yeah, you're right. The attorneys, you know, they are part of the private club known as the British Bar. What is it? Accredited. Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Anyways,
yeah.
Stay.
Well, lawyers, I remember that. You still have lawyers in this country.
Yeah.
You can be a lawyer.
Yeah.
Study the law.
There's nothing wrong with a lawyer. A lawyer is studied in the law, but there is no, you don't carry a license from the government to practice law. You know, it's private law. When you start practicing as under a license, you're practicing something private. It's not public anymore. Anyways, we'll get back into it a little more, brother. Just hang in there. We're going to have to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Bye. Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Like a river rain.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1240 Pacific time, and that was Kid Rock with Born Free. Boy, they don't want to, your children, they could kill you at birth to keep you from being free. Well, they've done that, haven't they? We were down here on this article, Ninth Circuit Rules. Let's see here. We were at Brisbane, then turned to the plaintiff's more substantial argument. Rather, the Second Amendment confers a right to sell firearms. Now, we're going to look at the Second Amendment and see just exactly what it confers. And we're going to consult one of the people that were there, a man named Tench Koch. And we're going to look at that second article. Let's see here. The second article says, a well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma. Now, this is the important part. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I don't see anything in there saying you have a right to sell firearms, but I think to keep and bear arms, if I can keep something and it's my private property, I can sell it to whoever I goddamn well please, and I need no government permission to do it. Now, we're going to look at Mr. Koch, Tench Koch, because who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The birthright, so I can have it for goddamn sure, can I? It's my birthright to have it. And if I have it and it belongs to me, I'm here to tell you I can sell it. The unlimited power of the sword. Now, we're talking about the power over the sword. And this is where the part I was wanting to get to here. The unlimited power of the sword. That is the power to possess it, to hold it, to sell it, to do, I mean, the power of the sword, the unlimited power of the sword is not, there's it not in the hands of either the federal or the state government. So the unlimited, the power of the sword, that means the power to possess it, the power to sell it. We need no permission from these sons of bitches, people. And it was the first, I mean, it's like everything else. It's like the income tax. It was the first son of a bitch that just act, well, y'all go ahead and take it out of my employees' pay. And then, you know, it was that voluntary thing, and it kept getting snowballing and getting worse and worse. And next thing you know, well, if you want a job, you're going to fill out that W-2, boy. If you don't want that job, well, I got a Mexican just came across the border. He'll fill it out. Well, he don't have to fill it out because he ain't from this country, and I'll work him under the table and not pay any benefits or any Social Security, anything else, and screw you, American national. But I mean the impediments with our free enterprise. Now, under a commercial operation where you're financing something with capital, and you're going to see this is how this got built, this whole little scenario we're looking at here. Under a commercial operation where you're going to be buying guns on credit and you're going to be setting up a storefront. See, now you're coming into a commercial operation. Because there's a credit line going here, you're bringing them in. So say you're bringing them from out of country, which is completely different. If I want to buy them privately and have I want to go mail order a Kalashnikov from Russia, and I can have it delivered right to my door. It ain't none of the government's goddamn business, and they know it. Because let's look at the scenario. I get a hold of somebody in Moscow. And you got a Kalashnikov for sale, buddy? Yeah, I'd like to have that son of a bitch. Here's my address, and I'll send you, I'll pay you by PayPal. And I pay him by PayPal. It delivers at my door. Now, where is the common law, anywhere in the common law to stop me from doing that? The common law, I'm guaranteed, by the way. We're guaranteed that we can live under the common law apart from this goddamn government. That's what's getting me about the way they keep edging further and further this away. It's kind of like, you know, over on the Micro Effect, Joe McNeil's put up some new people on. He's going down a new road. Joe McNeil's wants to make some money. So now he's got people up there talking about going to the council meetings and all this shit and working within the system. Not a thought of the fact that we're completely occupied, and to cooperate or be a part of it makes you a goddamn traitor. But he will make money now. But still, we're here with the Kalashnikov. It's delivered at my door. Who's going to file the complaint in the common law court against me, and for what cause? Anybody out there? I'll take that as there is no cause.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Henry. You can go to the airport in Moscow, and, you know, the Apple stores, you know how cool they are and how nicely laid out they are?
Yeah.
You know, when you walk in, okay, well, you walk in, you go to Moscow airport, and they have Kalashnikov stores, just like Apple. Really cool. Really neatly laid out, hung on the wall, really fancy. You know, you can buy one, walk right out, go right into Moscow.
Oh, yeah. This has become the most oppressive, totalitarian country on the planet, the whole goddamn planet. I mean, China might be a little worse, but I'll tell you what, anybody, I mean, it's like this shit they're doing with the flag. Mark, you're going to have to mute up, buddy. It's just completely unbelievable. We got crackling and yeah.
Not stipulated in the Second Amendment.
Second article to the First Amendment, my friend. You're exactly correct.
Oh, it's not stipulated.
It don't have to be stipulated. What has to be? What I'm talking about here is the common law that.
No, that's where they connect these people. Like, if it's not written down well, then we can. Whatever, regulated it or whatever. It always had to be, you know, saying Constitution, the Bill of Rights.
Well, actually, it is written down that they can't. Because, like I said, I've just had that Kalashnikov.
Tells you they can't.
Of course they can't.
They
but I'm telling you the proof here. Because I'm saying this Kalashnikov just got delivered to my door. I mail ordered it from Moscow. I had it sent here. Now, who's going to file the paperwork against me? And what's that paperwork going to consist of? To stop me or what might have you? There's nothing. There's nothing. Nobody can file a paper in the common law that I'm guaranteed because I've violated no one's rights and I've harmed no one's property in my actions. So besides the common law that I'm guaranteed that that the ninth article says that this government can never have authority to breach. Nobody can stop me from doing exactly what I just did. If I wanted to buy 15 cases of Kalashnikovs, I have them delivered to my door. I'm standing there, I've got them, and I intend to sell them. Now, who's going to file the paperwork, and what's it going to consist of? There is no individual American national, which is the only person that can confront me, not no goddamn subservient government acting under some authority that's higher than the Bill of Rights. Ninth article says it can't exist. So, like I said, this is how they're playing these word games here with these pettifogging mobo concepti twisters of words, these attorneys. Perspective refusing to grant plaintiffs, where were we here? Writing, confers a right to sell firearms. She began by quoting D.C. Heller versus 2008. Heller versus D.C. is, it can't exist. The Supreme, somebody show me where the Supreme Court has the authority to define or regulate the second article. Show it to me. I'm here to tell you it doesn't exist because the only way that the second article can be examined as it is a part of the common law is within the common law. It would have to be an American national bringing a claim against another American national through the procedures laid out in the Bill of Rights before it could even be talked about. But, oh, no, the Supreme Court, they decided that this means that, and that means, no, the Supreme Court doesn't. The common law that we're guaranteed says only a jury of the common law can make a decision in the common law. So here is the Supreme Court, are they a common law jury? They're not. So they have zero authority over that body of law. That's the bottom line here, people. They cannot have, or else the ninth article doesn't say what it says. Because it absolutely dictates that the government will have no power to affect our rights. They can create no power. It cannot exist. The people are free and sovereign and apart from the government. That's what I was talking about. You know, what they're trying to do here is make it like the government, these government courts are somehow legitimate in the world of the people that are standing up and saying, you have no authority over me. They never have. Go back to the Anti-Federalist and Federalist Papers. Oh, this jurisdiction is for a 10-mile square that is not a part of the United States. It is a called the District of Columbia, and it is not a part of the continental United States. It's separated. It's walled off. And that's where the only authority they could ever exercise was to exist. There and in posts and military bases. I'm not in the military, and I'm not a part of this goddamn government. I'm a free, independent national. And they have
what,
no...
What if you have a, what if you have a tuition across from a male right to Guam, Henry? I mean, what if you live in Guam?
Well, I don't know. Well, you're talking the territories now. They are under the authority of the District of Columbia. They are, they're a protectorate. They're like the District of Columbia. They do have authorities there. That's why they're trying to act like they're just another state in the Union, and you got these goddamn judges overseas that are going to make these decisions that are going to be, oh, that's setting the precedence in the United States. They just cannot do it. I don't give a shit about the people of Guam and the people of Puerto Rico, by the way, who are right. I mean, I seen on the commie news this morning. They're up there just madder in hell because we're not giving enough to Puerto Rico, who pays nothing into us. They're just a goddamn, like a welfare charge is all in the hell they are. They pay nothing into this system. And Geraldo Rivera's over there. That's where his family is and everything. And we got to give everything America has to those son of a bitches. No, we don't. If this whole goddamn thing is a mirage that people have been living in so long, they've become institutionalized to it. Like I said, and we can break this down into simple terms. I've just had the Kalashnikovs delivered to my goddamn doorway. Who's going to file the paperwork? Oh, the government's going to file that paperwork and say that you broke a policy? Really? Well, I don't live in the government world, and they have no authority over me. I am guaranteed I will live in the common law, where the only way I can be confronted is by another American national following the procedures within the common law. And that means they have to have a complaint. And that complaint will show where I have damaged them or their property. If I've damaged no one or their property, then you cannot even talk to me. That's what the law says, the real law, not this horseshit. And what blows me away is how they put together this rudimentary subject matter, open-ended bullshit, and say, well, this is the superior over your common law. Well, no, by God, it ain't. But like I told you, what we were talking earlier about the Bill of Rights being attached to the Constitution, I think that the Bill of Rights should have been kept separate. And it should have been, this is the body of law that belongs to the people that will always be within the realm of the common law. You got your Constitution over there. You ever come over here fucking around, we're going to kill you. Period. Because you have no authority over here. And then when they wanted to build, when these dirty bastards who hijacked the whole outfit wanted to build their new government for them, the dirty church Masonic cabal, well, then they presented it like, oh, this is nothing you got to worry about. This is nothing to do with you. You as prayer, go live your lives. Be happy. You got your common law. Don't worry about it. We're just trying to protect you. We love you like they love us today.
Hey, Andrea. You know, okay, so let's say you're carrying, but you're not legally carrying, but you're carrying, okay? And you come across a cop on the ground, and some POS has got a gun to his head and is going to kill him. So you pull out your illegal, you know, piece, and you blow the other guy away to save the cop's life. You're not going to be put in jail for having that illegal piece because you saved the cop's life.
No,
I mean, you know, it's crazy.
Apples.
They'll let you go then, right?
Apples and oranges, Mark. There is no way that I cannot illegally have a gun. There is no such thing as me it being illegal for me to have a gun. There are no exceptions for the second article.
Yeah, no, well, I understand. I mean, in today's world, I mean, that's what would happen. I mean, if you were illegally carrying and you saved the cop, they would let you. Okay, no problem. You saved our guy's life, man. That wasn't illegal.
Not bloody likely. No, they would prosecute your ass, wouldn't they?
They'd go after you.
You goddamn right they would. They would absolutely go after you.
They have done it.
I believe that. That's what made it click in my mind, too. I think I've read that they were an instance where they did that.
New York or Chicago. They have done it. And, no, this one's under our control under the Constitution. And they're not even obeying the Constitution. They've twisted every clause and phrase in the Constitution. They don't even obey it. It's a joke.
It is a joke. You're absolutely correct.
For a revolution, man.
You damn straight. But what ain't a joke is as they're spitting on our Bill of Rights, because they never, that's why like when I hear people say Second Amendment, it's not the Second Amendment. It is a second article to the First Amendment to the Constitution, because that's why they wanted to start calling it the Second Amendment. That's why, because an amendment the Second Amendment. If it was an amendment, then there's an apparatus in the Constitution that allows to amend, to change an amendment. But the thing is, the Bill of Rights is a single body of law. And the Ninth Article says nothing can be created in the Constitution. You can't change it. You can't touch it. You can't define it. You can't do nothing but live with it. Government. And they know it. This is the word game they're playing with us. Because I've heard people, we need to change the Second Amendment. It ain't the Second Amendment. It's the second article to the First Amendment. The First Amendment is the only one on there within that body of law, within that single amendment. It has a clause in it that says you can never touch it. There can be no apparatus in the Constitution. There is an apparatus in the Constitution for every other amendment. But you look at the other amendments in the Constitution, and they do not have a ninth article in them that says you can't change this. The Bill of Rights does. The Bill of Rights is quite clear. I will read it. Here, we'll check it out, people. The ninth article says, and I quote, "The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed," that means shall not be defined, "to deny or disparage others retained by the people." And what that means in essence is you can't touch any of this body of law. This is the people's rights. And you can't create any authority using the Constitution, which is the only other authority that exists in this country rather than the Bill of Rights. You can't create it because the Constitution is supposed to be the supreme law of the land. But the Bill of Rights trumps it.
I understand. The fair thought lends itself to the definition of pushing the meaning.
Man, I don't not know what's wrong with that call-in line today. I can barely hear what you're saying, brother. You are just completely breaking up. You might want to hang up and call back.
Yeah, he's breaking up real bad.
Henry?
Yes, Katie.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you okay. I think it might be Mark's phone is causing a terrible static. And the caller, I don't...
I got it on mute. I had it on mute that whole time.
Really? Well, we've got a hell of a static. Might be the guy that I can't hear. I know he's trying to talk, and he probably thinks I'm just talking over him. We can barely hear anything. Now that static just went away. That static just went away. Whatever happened, that's what was doing it.
Okay, now you said that the second article is... Did you say the First Amendment or the Ninth Amendment?
The First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of these Americas was the Bill of Rights. The whole Bill of Rights was one single amendment when it was passed through. It's a single body of law. I mean, it had articles that defined what was in that body of law. But the amendment, the First Amendment to the United States Constitution was the Bill of Rights at all. And so when they start talking about the Second Amendment, no, you're talking about the second article to the First Amendment. And the ninth article to the First Amendment says that the First Amendment to this Constitution can never be changed. You can create no power. No power can exist in the Constitution to remove it. Make sense?
Interesting. So that whole entire Bill of Rights amended that Constitution.
Exactly. That was the First Amendment to it. The First Amendment to the Constitution. When I first, that's the reason I knew this. This is one of the things that triggered it in my mind when I was searching for the common law, was that the first time I ever saw, like, the Constitution was taught to me, it was in fourth grade, Mr. McIntyre. And he put up a projector. He had a projector of the original Constitution. And he pointed to it, and it was in the original Constitution, you have it, it's just written in there. I mean, they didn't have typewriters. It was written by hand, and it was written, Article the One is how it was written. Article the One was Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Article the Two, because this is how law is written correctly. These people were very educated. And a well-regulated militia being necessary. And this is how it was written. It was right on it had the Constitution. And then down below it had like just a little section cut off there. And it had to it was written like in Roman numerals, Article the One, and then Article the Two, Article the Three, right down to Article the Ten. And I believe there was 13 in all. Because it used to be, you couldn't have the goddamn Esquire. You couldn't, these lawyers that are running around here, Esquires of the British accredited association. The bar, a foreign goddamn influence into our, body of law being brought into our country. In fact, it is goddamn pirate law. It's merchant law. It's bullshit law, and it never had no place. But the original Constitution, it absolutely, it was the First Amendment to that Constitution was the 10 articles of the People's Bill of Rights, or 13, I believe it was then. Oh, mercy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And that being said, man, I'm sorry, dude. I know you know a lot about the Constitution stuff. I don't know why you're breaking up today, and I apologize for it. But we are at the top of the hour, and we will be back tomorrow.
I'll call back later for next
time. Okay, excellent. I caught up a little bit. You're going to call back. I hope it's tomorrow. All right, that being said, we are at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just remember that you don't... It is a separate, there was a separation between the government and the people. When they talk about self-governance, they're talking about the Bill of Rights and the common law. We governed ourselves, period. They were something separate from us that governed things that we couldn't reach out, like overseas. Their authority ended where the tides ebbed and flowed. It was pinned up in a citadel known as the District of Columbia, and it's gotten out, and this is our problem, and that is The Word from the Trenches.